Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, January 18th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Here's what moved markets this week. Stocks drifted higher on Friday to extend a strong weekly performance that saw the three major market indexes rise to record highs amid strong global economic data and a solid start to the earnings season. Market sentiment was strengthened by strong U.S. housing data, as the Commerce Department reported home builders broke ground on new homes at the highest rate in 13 years during December, and as China's industrial production climbed 6.9% last month, the fastest pace of expansion in 9 months. For the week, the Dow rose 1.8%, the S&P 500 climbed nearly 2%, and the Nasdaq rallied 2.3%. Visa shelled out $5.3 billion to buy privately held software startup Plaid, whose technology lets people link their bank accounts to mobile apps like Venmo, Acorns, and Chime. Consumers have increasingly been using financial services apps to manage their savings and spending, and Plaid sits in the middle of those relationships. The $5.3 billion price tag is double what Plaid was reportedly valued at during its last fundraising, when it took a $250 million Series C round that was announced in December 2018. Options on exchange-traded Bitcoin futures launched Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in response to growing crypto attraction and demand for tools to manage Bitcoin exposure. While volumes and open interest on a rival exchange known as Bakkt have been rather small, the new offering could be a game-changer, said strategist at J.P. Morgan, led by Nikolaos Panagiotsoglou. Bitcoin surged throughout the week following the news, rising as much as 10% to near the $9,000 level. Boeing officially lost the title of world's largest plane maker as the 737 MAX grounding sent the company to its biggest defeat in its decades-long duel with Airbus. Deliveries tumbled to just 380 jetliners last year, less than half of Airbus's tally of 863 planes. It also posted negative orders for the first time in at least 30 years, losing orders for 87 commercial airplanes for all of 2019, compared with the 768 orders of its French rival. J.P. Morgan posted its biggest ever annual profit, up 12% to $36 billion, and best year of any bank in U.S. history, as its bond trading business bounced back in the last 3 months of 2019. That set an upbeat tone for the big U.S. banks reporting this week, including Citigroup and Morgan Stanley. Asked when he plans to retire, J.P. Morgan's CEO Jamie Dimon replied with his stock answer, "My statement stays the same. It's 5 years." A final step was taken in ending the 18-month U.S.-China trade war as the world's two largest economies signed a Phase 1 trade agreement. China committed to $200 billion in additional purchases of American goods and pledged to enhance intellectual property protections, while all U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports will be removed as soon as the two countries complete a Phase 2 trade pact. The deal happened at an opportune time for China, which later in the week showed GDP growth expanding at its slowest level since 1990. Brexit should be a wake-up call for the European Union, German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned in a rare interview with the Financial Times. "I see the European Union as our life insurance. Germany is far too small to exert geopolitical influence on its own, and that's why we need to make use of all the benefits of the single market," she added. President Obama already spoke about the Asian century, as seen from the U.S. perspective. "This also means that Europe is no longer, so to say, at the center of world events. That will be the case under any president." Microsoft threw down the climate change gauntlet to its big corporate rivals with plans to launch a $1 billion fund encouraging the development of new carbon reduction and removal technologies. The company pledged to be carbon negative by 2030, and by 2050 will remove enough carbon to make up for the emissions and electrical consumption since its founding in 1975. "If the last decade has taught us anything, it's that technology built without these principles can do more harm than good," CEO Satya Nadella said at a media event. Today's market, where non-OPEC production is rising strongly and OECD stocks are 9 million barrels above the 5-year average, provides a solid base from which to react to any escalation in geopolitical tension, the IEA wrote in its monthly report. Even if they, meaning OPEC+, adhere strictly to the cuts, there is still likely to be a strong build in inventories during the first half of 2020, the agency declared, adding that recently signed trade deals should support growth. Despite heightened regulatory scrutiny, big tech is bigger than ever before. Alphabet became the fourth U.S. technology company to reach the $1 trillion market cap level on Thursday, following Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon, which has since slipped back to about $930 billion. FAM is replacing FANG? Adding Facebook into the group, the five most valuable U.S. tech companies are now worth a massive $5.2 trillion, accounting for over 17% of the S&P 500. U.S. Attorney General William Barr called on Apple to help the FBI unlock two iPhones used by Mohammed Saeed al-Shamrani, the suspected killer in last month's shooting at a Navy base in Pensacola, Florida. So far, Apple has not given us any substantive assistance, he declared, though the tech giant rejected the characterization. In 2016, the FBI cracked the iPhone of one of the San Bernardino shooters via a third party, after Apple refused to break into the iPhone and called the demand dangerous, unprecedented, and chilling.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.